It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Pete.
Good morning. It's so wonderful to be on with you. I'm excited about the new WCCO morning.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to meet you over the radio. Hope to meet you in person at some point.
Yeah, that'll be. I look forward to it.
So tell me, what's your prediction for Sunday and for Monday?
Well, I think when we look at Sunday, the Vikings, you know, the pressure is definitely on. There's going to be some changes. There's no doubt about it. And when you look at the health of the Minnesota Vikings right now, that's a problem as well. So are we going to be able to show everything we want as a team to the ownership that things are going to be a little bit better? I don't think so. And I think that just adds a little extra fuel to the fire. So there's going to be some changes would be my prediction. Not that I'm going out on a limb, but, you know, you only get so many years, and at some point they want to see the production that they're looking for as an ownership, and they just haven't really gotten it. So I think we're going to see some changes, and I'm not happy about it because I like our coaching staff, but sometimes things have to be done. They're not all that easy.
When you say changes, can you be more specific? Do you think? Let's get specific here, Pete. Come on.
Yeah. Well, you know, I actually have gotten to know Coach Zimmer. I think he's a wonderful guy. I think he's got great ideas. I think he's always been a respected defensive coordinator, but I think it starts with him. I think they'll give the general manager a little bit more time, not a lot, but a little bit more time. And because we've done pretty well when you look at the last couple of drafts and you see what the Vikings have been able to keep together with Justin Jefferson and the Dalvin Cook and a lot of the different moves that they have made, and that's on the responsibility of Spielman, who's done, I think, a very, very good job. I do feel bad for Coach, though, because I think he's an outstanding coach. There are times where things just don't seem to get, you know, you can't put it all together. And I can't explain it myself, but I do know this. There are a lot of coaches in the NFL that are better as assistants and coordinators than they are as head coaches. And that's just the way it is sometimes.
And what about Kirk Cousins? Do you think he will be the quarterback for the Vikings next fall?
That's a great question. I do. You know, I've been a guy who's been a fan of Kirk this year specifically because he's had so much pressure on him. Everybody says, you know, we lost this game because of Kirk and he didn't do this. And actually, I think the reality is the six or eight games that a lot of people we can all point to, we can say, well, actually, Kirk moved us down the field, gave us an opportunity to win games. And for whatever other reasons, maybe a missed field goal, maybe the defense then gave up a long drive. But whatever the case, I think Kirk this year has had probably one of the best years of his entire career, and it's a good career. He's not a top 5 or 10 quarterback, but I think he's a quarterback that teams can win with. The Vikings can win with Kirk.
This week, Coach PJ Fleck celebrated 5 years with the Gophers. What's your grade for him? What do you think of what he has meant to the Gophers?
I think you've got to give PJ a pretty high mark. I think you'd have to give him somewhere in the B category, maybe even a B plus for what they've been able to accomplish. I can tell you this: when I've stood on the sidelines, which fortunately once in a while I'm able to do and speak to the team and meet the players. First of all, they're great young men. Second of all, I think that what also impresses me is I look at these young guys, and they look different than they once did at the University of Minnesota. I think we look like a program that can be a program that can compete at the highest levels. Now, we're not quite there yet, but we're getting closer and closer, and the quality of the players that he's been able to both come to the university and then help them as a coach get even better. I think it speaks for itself when you go back and you see the a couple of years ago when we went all the way down, we went to the Outback Bowl and beat Auburn. I think that was a statement game, statement win. And again, this year we had a couple of slip ups, but we still finished with 9 wins. That's not so bad. So I think PJ is looking pretty good, and I'll give him a B.
Okay, that's a decent grade. Market started the year off with a bang, but slowed. What are your thoughts as we go here with 30 seconds left?
Yeah, it makes total sense that they slowed a little bit. I think people were very, very excited coming in. It's the new year. People want to establish new positions. But the one thing that everything is not perfect, and we know that with what's going on with Omicron and everything else. So we'll get through that. But we've turned already today, and things look pretty strong right now. So I'm very excited.
Wonderful. Well, we'll look forward to the huddle with you and Maxie on Sunday morning from 10 to noon. And I'm going to look forward to these chats. Thank you so much.
No, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Traffic and weather is next.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.